So there was another time that during this, it would just be random that we would hear a sermon that was preached against the feast days. Yeah. And so there was one time that we had gone to church, and Elle was a teacher and I was in children's ministry. So sometimes we would go in separate vehicles. Well, this one particular day, we had gone to church in separate vehicles, and we had gone to Sabbath school. And then after Sabbath school, Hannah wasn't feeling well. So he said, "I'll take her home. You stay and then just meet me at home when you're done." Well, we had a children's story. So someone would go up and tell the children a Bible story or a mission story or something. Well, I was going to do children's story that week. So I sat in the very front rows because I was preparing to go up to tell children's story. And so I did children's story. And then for some reason, instead of sitting where I normally sit, I went and I sat somewhere else where I was surrounded by a whole bunch of people and not kind of towards the front. And so
when the pastor's up there, he doesn't see you in your usual spot.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
And it was for no reason. I don't know why. I sat someplace that I never sit before. Elle wasn't there. And it was another one of those sermons that was, and this one was a doozy. And so I was just really grateful that God removed Elle. The one time that he said, if I was the devil, we weren't there. Mm-hmm. And this other time that he preached a really harsh sermon against the festivals, Elle wasn't there. Yeah. And I felt like God did that so that we never discredited God's name or you know, God's message.
Right.
And we didn't ever storm out.
Yeah.
We didn't, even at the very end, we left peacefully and said, you know, we've stayed as long as we can and it's time to move on.
Yeah.
But that day, after he preached that sermon, it was it was the Sabbath before Thanksgiving, and our church always had a great big Thanksgiving potluck. And I stayed there for the potluck, and I sat with this one lady who was telling me, "Can't you just not keep the feast? Can't you just do it for unity, for the body,
sake of unity.
For the sake of unity?" And so I told her, "No, we can't. This is something that we don't feel like you have to do it, but we're convinced we have to do it."
Right.
And I remember sitting with her at that table and her saying, almost pleading with me, "Just for the sake of unity, could you not do it?"
Wow.
And it was sad. That was leading towards the very end of us leaving there.
Yeah.